Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad to be back today to finish out my learning to hear God's voice. We left off the other night with James 1:17 after going through a list of scriptures that really just, for me, highlighted how much God wants to speak to each and every one of us. But to refresh your memory with James 1:17, the verse says, "Every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." And I was sharing how that was my springboard verse, that I really felt that the Holy Spirit was telling me that any good thing, any good thought, any good words that came out of my mouth really had its source as the Lord. And I could use that as a filter to know if this was from the Lord or not. Now, that may seem very simplistic to you, but when you come right down to it, really, every good thing does have its origins with God. And why not, even if it is from our own mind, give glory to God for the fact that our thoughts, our words, are being led by Him. So that is what I did. And this is how it applied to me personally immediately, as soon as this realization came. I love my husband. I love my children. I love my family. And so I gave glory to the Lord that love for my children, husband, and family of origin, brothers and sisters, was from Him. My love for my friends was from Him. Now, granted, there might be human love originating from my human heart for those people as well. But I gave glory to God for all of it, because He is really the source of any love. I gave God credit for if I spoke kindly to my children or my husband. I gave Him credit for thoughts of goodwill towards anyone. And really, my heart began to soar. My spirit was so alive. It seems simple, but I am telling you, it is truth. And the truth of these small acts of acknowledging God's work, acknowledging God's voice within my being, set my spirit aflame. If you remember in the last show, I talked about how I came to the realization that it was the Holy Spirit within that could communicate with God. Well, the Holy Spirit within does communicate with God, and it communicates with our own spirit. And when all three line up, my spirit, the Holy Spirit within, and God, you feel, or you're able to feel, you may not, but it's possible to feel the energy that comes from God alone. And I began to feel that energy. It makes you come alive. I've had a client in the past talk about she just lights up when certain things happen. And what she's talking about is that alignment of her spirit, the Holy Spirit, and God. And so that's just a little bit of more of a check that you can use. Now, sometimes, depending on what our life history has been, our past, it may be really difficult to think good thoughts about ourselves. But we can, if we think well of ourselves, not in a haughty way, not in a prideful way that's boastful, but we can think good thoughts about ourselves that are totally in alignment with God's will. I'm sure maybe not, and I will try to get a link to these in my show description for today. But I have used these sorts of verses to help someone who's been so beat down, by other people or by their past that they don't feel like they can think good thoughts about themselves. All they can think about themselves are the derogatory, I'm a mess, I'm no good, I'm a loser, I'm stupid. Those thoughts sound familiar. Those are not from God. But if you have that perception of God that he's this big policeman in the sky and he's going to be disappointed in you from all the things you've done that aren't, quote, good or right, unquote, then you can believe that those negative thoughts are from God. And I can assure you they are not. There's, like I said, I'll get a link to a list like this in my show, but he calls us chosen. He calls us beloved. God calls us his friends. God calls us his children. God calls us his special anointed ones. God calls us his saints. God calls us holy and set apart. Running quickly back to the thought that God calls us his children, so many times our negative talk comes from our parents. Our negative self-talk comes from our parents. Either they overtly called us names, called us stupid, called us losers because of their own woundedness, or perhaps they had to chide us or discipline us, and our sensitive child spirit just really was wounded, and we adopted a negative self-assessment because our parents had to correct us. And God does not want those negative thoughts, those negative phrases to be in our hearts permanently. He doesn't want them to be there at all, but we live in a fallen world and we're fallen people. But we can, by hearing his voice and hearing his truth, that he calls us beloved, chosen, and all the other things on this list, that I'm redeemed, I am alive, I am capable, I have a purpose, all those things are what God wants us to hear. In fact, I took from, I'll have to put this on my blog for a healing exercise, but I have a joy box where all the really good quotes or really good little short articles or little poems that really speak to me, I keep them. I clip them and I put them in this box. So it's a photograph box that you can get at any craft or hobby store, even Walmart. And it's probably 3/4 full. But I bought this card for myself. This is an encouraging card. And I bought it for myself because I loved what it said. And I wanted it, and it said it so perfectly, so simply, so succinctly. And I encourage you, if you are needing to heal from negative thoughts, self-thoughts, and maybe you don't have, and even if you do have someone in your life that's encouraging you, you can never have enough encouragement. So I'm going to read to you this card that I bought for myself and I put in my joy box. It says, "When the good shepherd speaks to his own, he never uses words of despair, hopelessness, frustration, defeat, discouragement, fear, confusion, or failure. Instead, he gives his sheep words of hope, rest, victory, peace, power, joy, triumph, and love." Isn't that powerful? And this was during the time, I found this card during the time when I was shifting my perception of God from that of the disappointed policeman to that of the loving, caring, big brother, father, lover of my soul that I have today. So he was being faithful during those times to send me little love notes. Anyway, I encourage you to buy inspirational cards that speak to your heart for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I'm going to go to another verse because I want to talk about it. Now, as soon as you start trying to hear God's voice, there's a good chance that Satan is going to try to cause you to doubt. And that's why giving God the credit for all good thoughts, all good words, is a good discipline to battle Satan's doubt. So another verse I want you to go to is Romans 12, verse 2. You might be familiar with this. I encourage you to read it in context. The verse 2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And that's what we're talking about. To hear God's voice really causes our mind to be renewed. And as we concentrate on renewing our mind, we can hear his voice more clearly. So it's, you know, a circle. It's a cycle. But this is really where I'm aiming, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Notice that word good. That word connects with the James 1:17 passage, that every good gift is from God. So when we are giving him credit for all the good things in our hearts and in our mouths and in our minds, we are proving what is the good will of God. Now, some people will teach on this verse and imply that acceptable and perfect are even better than good as far as being in the will of God. And sometimes as you grow, I would say more than sometimes, I would say always, as you grow in your relationship with the Lord, you're going to get very, very fine-tuned in hearing his voice. And sometimes you're going to hear him say, well, you can do it this way, and that's okay, or you can do it this way, and that's even better. But you know what? Either way is still his will. And so at the beginning, do not beat yourself up if you're a perfectionist that you may be missing his good, perfect, acceptable will, because it is all him, even if it's at least good. Are you understanding? I hope so. Now, in the few minutes I have left, I'm going to encourage you to do one more thing, to practice hearing his voice and to be his ambassador, to be God's ambassador to others. There is nothing like writing a note of encouragement to someone else to attest that you are really hearing God's voice. And don't be afraid to do this, because I assure you the Holy Spirit will move you along. Just, and this is how you would do it, you know, but ask the Lord for somebody that he wants you to write an encouraging note to and include a word from him. And you write the note, the thoughts that are in your mind, you know, the good, holy, loving thoughts, acknowledge that those are from God. Begin to write them down. You can qualify them with these sorts of words. You don't need to say, thus saith the Lord. That's scary, and it's kind of scary for someone to read that or hear that. But you can say something like this. You know, I was praying today, and I really felt impressed by the Lord, you know, to share these things with you. And I pray that they minister to you. And if they don't, then I totally have missed his voice. Leave it like that. But then write what you hear in your spirit the Lord saying. Frequently, especially if you are doing this exercise as part of your quiet times, you know, the Lord will give you names of people as you read through your scriptures. And you can write those scriptures as notes of encouragement to the people that the Lord has laid their names on your heart as you were reading. It doesn't have to be a long note. It can just be a little card. It can just be part of one verse or a couple of verses. And as you start writing, though, you might get a string of verses. And I just encourage you to write them as you hear them in your mind. You know, just write what your mind is saying to write and send it to the person that you felt impressed to send it to. And that's a way that the Lord will use to confirm to you that you really have heard your voice. Plus, you're blessing somebody else. And so, you know, it's a win-win situation. And God loves to confirm his voice to you and to others. So I encourage you to let me know that you've done that. My email address is on my blog, and you can click the blog from the links on the show description And I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you shortly on how God's speaking.